Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
If you want to go green, you first need to be conscious. So welcome to Conscious Lifestyles with Ginger Leilani Chapin.
Hey there, welcome to the show this week. I am very concerned. I have just learned about the wind energy crisis, and what I mean by that is what these windmills are doing to our beautiful wildlife. If you see some of the photographs that are readily available online of our beautiful migrating birds that have been mutilated and killed by these wind turbines, you will think twice about wind energy. And I am, as everybody knows, I am all about going green. But can we coexist in a way that is truly green with our wildlife? Because if you call it green energy, but you're killing wildlife while you're doing it, that is not green. So there is a fatal attraction going on here with birds and our wind turbines. And to help us understand what's really happening is my guest today, John Graves from California. He's a wind energy and energy information expert. He is a money manager and an author. Welcome to the show, John.
Ginger, thank you very much for having me on board.
All right. So tell us what is going on with these wind turbines.
The wind turbines are huge facilities, and they are typically built in the pathway of migrating birds, such as geese and cranes. In addition to that, carrion eaters, that would be birds such as buzzards and vultures and condors, birds that eat dead flesh, they see a dead goose or crane on the ground, and then they circle around and tell their friends by circling where that bird is.
Mm-hmm.
The windmill then kills that carrion eater, and you have 2, 3, 4, 10 dead birds as a result. As you know, it is unfortunate, but we can see these horrible kills on the Internet with live action camera today. The problem is that they're building the windmills in the wrong place. They're huge windmills. The birds are naturally attracted to them. And
they're building the windmills in their migration pathways, right?
That's it. That's exactly it.
That's insane, because they're trying.
Today is,
right,
is 500,000 birds a year.
And that's the low number. They're giving us low estimates, right? And they're deliberately doing that.
That's right.
500,000 is a lot of birds.
They don't want people to know.
Right.
In Spain, they do more accurate counting, and it's more like 6 million birds killed each year by 18,000 wind turbines.
All right, and we're talking about endangered species here.
Yes.
We're talking about the golden eagle. We're talking about other animals whose lives are at the brink right now. Their existence and their coexistence with man and man-made machines has not had a very positive past history. Why are these turbines built without some type of a screen? You know, when you buy a fan for your house, there's a metal grate that goes over that fan. I mean, you wouldn't be allowed to buy a fan that doesn't have a grate that's a safety grate, right, that your child can't stick their fingers in and have their hand lopped off. Why are we not requiring these safety measures that are in the air. And you explained to me that these turbines are huge. The actual propeller is several feet long, right?
The wind turbine today, the biggest ones are larger than a football field.
So
300 feet across from one end to the other.
So it could wipe out an entire flock.
Flock.
Wow.
And that's a good point. Some of the mediation technology, which is few and far between, they're trying the radar, they're trying sound guns. But you said the right thing, the very first thing you said, that is there's new technology out available today that no longer uses spinning blades mm-hmm. or wind energy. It's a large bladeless device that develops energy without any blades at all. In fact, it's less costly than the blades because you don't have to have the massive structural supports to hold them up, there's fewer mechanical parts, therefore there's less maintenance required.
Mm-hmm. So
yes, you're right. There are alternative choices today in terms of technology to deal with the issue.
Okay, well, I came across on the internet on this website called WattNow, WATTnow.org. Now, they're all about green energy, and they do talk a little bit about the problems with wind energy. They do show beautiful golden eagles and other endangered species that have been killed by these, what you're calling this very crude type of wind turbine that just has the blades spinning freely in the air. And, you know, again, like I said earlier, you wouldn't be able to sell that on a smaller version for someone's house, let alone, you know, to have in your house, let alone having it fly through the air like that without having a grate over it is, to me, just really, it's so stupid. It's beyond belief. There is a company, and a few companies are coming out with a different design. There's one company called the Flow Design Wind Turbine.
Yes.
And their design is very different, and they're proclaiming that, you know, they understand the need for green energy. However, you know, the problems that are going on with these older style wind turbines are not acceptable. So therefore, there is some engineering being put forward, some thinking being put forward by some green-minded companies. What do you think of the Flow design?
Yeah, that makes perfect sense because it's, number one, it's a perfect example of technology in action. One of the great things about living in a capitalist country is that people put their mind to a problem and they come up with a solution, mm-hmm. and they or other people come up with money, with capital, to fund that solution. And the solution is then brought to the marketplace. And if it is a fair and open marketplace, then people decide to buy or not buy that solution depending upon their needs.
Mm-hmm.
And if this new design is allowed to come forth and be made available without government intervention, then the marketplace will decide if it works or not. And if it works, it will become instantly successful, and instantly the sales will increase.
Yeah, it's a Waltham, Massachusetts-based company, and the name is FLO. FLO Design, Flow Design Wind Turbine Corporation. And there's a few other companies that I found online that are acknowledging this incredible problem. You know, a lot of people think that eagles are primarily in the western United States. That's not true. There's a lot of eagles and other very incredible birds that actually stay in northern Canada, and they fly down the east coast of the United States too. And the golden eagle is one of them.
That's right. I have a short list of birds that are specifically approaching extinction because of windmill action. In Australia, the Tasmanian eagle. In the U.S. and Japan, the whooping crane. In Spain, the bustard and the vulture. And here in the U.S. and in Canada, as you said, the sea eagles and the golden eagles.
Mm-hmm.
Their extinction is being defined by the fact that they are in the pathway. Or these windmills on their migratory or their working pathway.
You know, what's interesting is that the current administration that we have now campaigned quite a bit on green energy and going green and being environmental. none of those things were true. And unfortunately, if you really do pay attention to what's happening with our environmental movement, you will see that the current administration is no better than the previous administration. And, you know, it's becoming very confusing for many people. I will say, and you and I talked about this earlier before the show, in November of 2013, the Department of Justice successfully prosecuted Duke Energy under the Migratory Bird Treaty Act for the killing of 14 golden eagles at a wind farm in Wyoming. Conveniently for energy corporations like Duke, and less so for the eagles, in December of 2013, the same year, the Obama administration finalized a rule allowing the incidental, quote-unquote, take or killing of golden and bald eagles by wind farms over a 30-year period of operation, a decision that flies in the face of federal law and drastically heightens the likelihood of further eagle mortality. We have 1 minute.
Ginger, that's an obscenity.
Yeah.
That is absolutely wrong.
A take. Now, when they say take, it means killing and murdering, right?
That's James Bond's license to kill for 30 years. 30 years times 500,000 minimum number bird kill.
Right. Well, we have 40 seconds left in this first segment here. That is what I'm reading here. That is in violation of federal law that's already in place.
Yep, that's correct.
So how do they do that? How do they usurp the law?
Good question. Answer that in 20 seconds.
Yeah, okay. Well, you know what? Everyone has got to go online and see these animals that are mutilated. They are dead in the fields around these wind farms. Going green does not mean killing animals while you're doing it. We've got to go to a break. We'll be right back. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM19, Oregon DM80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates rates still at historic lows. You can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
Have you heard? Proactive Plus is faster and better than ever. Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway, and you'll also receive free shipping. Do you have troubled skin? Acne? Well, we have great news. With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal, and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Don't miss this limited-time offer. Give us a call at 800-726-1031 because we're going to let a million people try Proactive Plus risk-free and get two free gifts and also receive free shipping when you call right now. You heard it. This offer won't last long. So call Proactive Plus now and you'll receive a 60-day risk-free trial of Proactive Plus, two free extras, and free shipping. Call 800-726-1031. This is our exclusive radio offer, never on TV. Get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Plus with free shipping. That's right, free shipping. Don't wait. Call 800-726-1031. That's 800-726-1031.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. This is Ginger Leilani Chapin. I'm talking with John Graves today. He is an author, money manager, and a wind energy and expert in all of what's going on with our beautiful migrating birds that are dying in these wind farms. Isn't that something to think about? You know, I was shocked when you told me about this, John.
Yes, you were. I was surprised.
Well, when you,
glad
you know,
you were shocked.
Well, yeah, because the green movement is not told about this. You know, it's
no,
kept
it
very quiet. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Unfortunately, it's do as I say, not as I do.
Mm-hmm.
That's the great sin, and it's not just the green movement. It's every industry does this. Every politician does this. Sometimes we do it ourselves. It seems to be the nature of the beast. Nevertheless, it's not the right thing to do, particularly because, as you said earlier, there are alternatives that do not take bird lives, and alternatives that provide a green energy source, and that are cost-effective.
Mm-hmm.
And yet we ignore that because the federal government gives $1 billion a year in tax credits to companies to build wind farms. In my world, we call that rent-seeking, where you get paid to do something from the government.
Mm.
It costs the government nothing because they're using tax dollars from your wallet and my wallet, and the wind companies have to do nothing because they're getting this money basically to build more and more and more. And the result is that no one pays attention to the end factor, which is 6 million bird deaths in Spain and 500,000 bird deaths a year here in the U.S.
But I don't think it's just 500,000 because all over the internet, if you just even Google this, you guys, it will, every single good website that shows the dead birds says very clearly the United States government is deliberately downplaying the millions of birds that are being killed. And these, again, are migratory birds of all kinds. It could be songbirds. It could be, you name the bird. Go ahead.
Yeah, and to be fair, most 90% of the bird deaths are small birds, like you said, songbirds and bats, hummingbirds, etc.
But we need those bats.
Because they're small doesn't mean they're insignificant.
Right.
You know?
Well, we need those bats, and we need those hummingbirds. We need those songbirds. You know, the ecosystem is very delicate, and when we start going green, we need to think about how we're going to manufacture, produce, and then put up these large turbines to exploit the wind in order to make energy. But it doesn't make any sense. You're shooting yourself in the foot, literally. If you start killing off your ecosystem, that's not green. That's the opposite of green.
It's black. It's death.
Absolutely. Well, I got this right off the internet. Let me read this to my listeners. During their continental migration, golden eagles must conserve as much energy as possible. They accomplish this by spending less time hunting and more time gliding, using geographic features like mountain ridges to capture updrafts that buoy them along their way. But eagles are not the only ones seeking to exploit these thermal patterns. Wind turbines are often placed along the same breezy ridges that migratory birds and bats need and they depend upon. You know, can you talk about that? That's just insanity to me. You know, these companies are taking our tax dollars. Everybody, listen up. You know, this current administration hems and haws about how they don't have enough tax dollars, but they're giving corporate welfare to these organizations and companies that are exploiting and damaging our earth, but calling themselves green.
That's just what it is, corporate welfare. In this case,
and they're
new companies that have come out of up out of nowhere in the last 5 or 10 years and realize that $1 billion, that's a lot of money. Let's all stand in line and, like pigs at a trough, let's get our piece of the share, piece of the pie.
But they're putting the turbines right where these animals, these beautiful animals, are migrating.
Yes.
Along
the
same wind currents.
Most frequency.
Right.
Because, again, from the industry's point of view, they want a continuity of airflow, and they want strong airflow because these turbines weigh tons, and it takes quite a bit of wind to spin them. So they want regular, ongoing airflow, and the best place to get that is where there's a pressure differential, which is, as you said, on mountain ridges and mountain tops, which also happen to be where birds, migratory birds, take advantage by conserving their energy, again, as you said, and flying 3,000, 6,000, 8,000 miles, it just doesn't work.
Well, if that's not bad enough, they're also saying that if these wind turbines don't kill entire flocks and families of migratory birds, and that includes our bats. Now, you try to live without bats on this planet, you will have an infestation of mosquitoes and other horrible gnats and flies.
The insects will take over the world.
The insects will take over. We need our bats, everybody. You know, a lot of this is not bothered to be spoken about in, well, at least in the public school system. They just leave it out of the mix, and that is wrong. We need to understand the ecosystem in order to take action in the right direction. The problem that I have with this current administration is that they're grabbing at any straw without fully understanding what they're doing.
Now, Ginger, you live in Connecticut, I believe.
Yes.
And Connecticut, to its justice, has a ban on wind turbine power plants. Because Connecticut Energy is uncomfortable with what we're talking about. So they're looking for ways to deal with this. So hats off to Connecticut as a state that has stepped forward and taken responsibility for its migratory pathways.
That's very interesting. But the rest of the East Coast, now I do understand off of Cape Cod and that whole area, they were protesting putting in wind turbines for that same reason. They were very concerned about the migratory birds.
And who was the biggest backer of that? What family was the biggest backer of those turbines?
I don't know.
The Kennedy family.
Oh, wow. Wow. Because it's green energy. But do they understand what you and I are talking about?
It's also about money, Ginger. You have to remember that.
I do understand that. Unfortunately, politicians.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, politicians take money and they don't understand what they're doing and they don't understand the long-term and short-term consequences of being.
Well said.
Yeah. Well, it's exploiting the earth for a short-term gain, and that's not about our future. And it, you know, I don't know. I cannot imagine living on this earth without having songbirds.
No.
And it's not enough.
You're from Hawaii. Every morning in Hawaii, you wake up and you hear the birds.
Yes. Yes. Absolutely. And it wakes you up early and you're not tired. You feel rested. You know, and I was also reading on this amazing website I found that if the wind turbines don't get these beautiful migratory birds, you've got shrapnel from hunters who are using lead bullets that are poisoning our migratory birds, especially the eagles, because lead, watch an animal die from having lead in its body. It's a horrifying thing to watch. It's poison. And then you've also got pesticides that are killing our birds. So you've got other elements that are also being brought upon our earth because of politicians who've been bought and paid for, to be perfectly frank, and they are turning the other way. And it's wrong. We have got to stand up. If you want to go green, you've got to do it in a way that makes sense. And you have to understand the consequences of everything that you put into your yard, into your life, and into the community. We have to go to a break. You are listening to Conscious Lifestyles. We're talking about wind turbines today. Take action.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Call now. 1-800-535-9652. That's 1-800-535-9652.
There is no upfront charge for building the website, after which the ongoing fee applies. Rights to the website are relinquished upon cancellation unless otherwise purchased.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it.
Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now, to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch when you watch it. Record your favorite shows, pause and rewind live TV, even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable, cut costs, and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. I'm talking with John Graves today. He is an author, a money manager, and a wind turbine energy crisis expert. You have got to pay attention to what is going on. The Obama administration, unfortunately, their decision to excuse turbines from statutes that protect our eagles from other man-made dangers runs counter to the legal precedent. Without fear of penalty, there is little reason to expect the wind energy corporations to deliberately site new turbines in areas removed from eagle migratory routes. And I'm reading this off the internet. The broken bodies of these magnificent eagles sprawled beneath the massive revolving blades are the preventable casualties of a new gold rush, which you talked about earlier, John. There's a gold rush to build turbines because there's $1 billion of your tax money being given to these rogue outfits that are building turbines and killing animals. So there's a new gold rush for federal incentives supporting clean energy. It's not really clean energy, though, is it? Another obstacle on the long, slow road to a sustainable future. We all want to go sustainable, but we cannot kill our wildlife while we're doing it. Can you please talk about that?
Sure, Ginger. You used a great phrase at the end of the last break. That was take action.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk about that for a few moments, if we can. First of all, we mentioned Connecticut. You know, the United States was designed as a federal system, and that means that each state is supposed to be enacting laws that it feels are appropriate for its local citizenry. And each state becomes a laboratory for those types of rules and laws. When the federal government steps in and makes a law that applies across the entire nation, those laws never work because they never are able to be applied universally across the entire country. We can give hundreds of examples, such as this wind turbine law that allows birds to be killed each year. So the states, number one, should continue to enact their own legislation that allows them to experiment with the best way to prevent bird deaths. I think number two, if your listeners are really curious, if they went to websites such as you mentioned or to the National Audubon Society website, mm-hmm. they can very easily learn more and learn how and what to write to representatives, whether it's a local city council or mayor or state representative or representative in Congress. Those letters are, in fact, read, and they're very effective.
Mm-hmm.
For those who are real activists, like I was in the 60s, if you have the moxie and the stomach for it, some of your listeners may want to volunteer to be what's called kill counters. It's an entirely voluntary process, and you actually go on out in the early morning in the wind farms, and unfortunately, you count the deaths, you count the dead birds.
Mm.
And you do that early in the morning because those birds will be gone by noon. You know, nature consumes itself. Nature recycles.
Mm-hmm.
And death is a meal for some other creature.
Mm-hmm.
So those bird counts, when individuals do them outside of the control of these companies, that's where you get the real valid numbers with regards to the slaughter, the real slaughter of these birds.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, this technology, unfortunately, is crude technology that was put up in a very haphazard way. They deliberately put it into the migratory birds' pathways, you know, in order to exploit the wind themselves. However, they call themselves green. They're the opposite of green. I am for a sustainable future, but if you start to kill off all of your living beings, you're not sustainable. So I find this to be extremely disturbing. Now, the Department of Interior, you had said to me a while ago, they're pretty corrupt. Well, we all know they're corrupted. I've covered the plight of our beautiful wildlife, including our horses, our wild horses.
Yes, you have.
And
well,
I've also covered the wolves, and I'm going to continue to cover those issues. And the Department of Interior has just kind of opened up this wild, wild west mentality in America. What is going on with the DOI?
Yeah, it's a shoot to kill mentality.
Mm-hmm.
As you said earlier, the one energy company was fined $7 million for killing a dozen golden eagles in March, and then in September the new rule came out and said, "Oh, okay, never mind. There won't be any more fines,
mm-hmm.
even though it's illegal to kill one bird that's on the extinction list,
mm-hmm.
Such as the American eagles. Even though it's illegal to do that, and you could be fined $1 million per bird." Wind farms are allowed to kill as many as they need to.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's just not right.
Well, unfortunately, they could wipe out. That's what my whole point in this show is today. These wind farms alone, because of their irresponsible behavior, we're talking about 330-foot-tall rotating turbines that have no protection. They have no grill, no screen to stop those huge blades from mutilating flocks of birds. I want people to understand this. You know, go online and see beautiful birds with their bodies broken on the ground.
You're right. Unfortunately, you can watch a video of a beautiful condor or a beautiful vulture in the air just get whacked by a wind turbine and fall to the ground and lie on the ground, and the camera's a few inches from its face, and can watch it die.
Oh,
it's just a sin. But sometimes you have to look at that to take action.
That's exactly it. You've got to be able to know about it to be angry enough. Anger is a good energy when you direct
yes.
it in the right places. That's the whole point
Thank
of
you.
Anger. You know, God said he was an angry God and he directed it in the right place and boom, he did things. So you know what? We've got to direct our anger, and it's rightful anger, you know, in the right direction. And that direction is towards the wind energy companies who are doing this, as well as to the current administration and the Department of Interior that is all behind this. They're giving our hard-earned tax dollars while they're whining about needing more tax dollars. And this is what gets me about the current administration. You know, if
yeah.
you understand finance, which you do because you're a money manager, and if you understand the environment, which you do, this has got to start to make sense somewhere. And it doesn't.
And guess what? November's coming up, and people can vote. We all have that right, and I suggest that everyone who's listening to you take a stand and make a vote relative to this story.
Well, the thing is that there's something called public relations, and these politicians utilize public relations better than anybody. And whenever there's a presidential election going on, and even in during those debates, have you noticed how the environment gets cut out of those debates?
Yeah, they never talk about it.
When you need an environment to survive, you need every bit of flora and fauna that God gave to us in this beautiful garden that we borrow. We borrow for a short time while we're on Earth. This is not for us to exploit. This is for us to enjoy and borrow. And then we pass
yes.
it on to future generations. And we're to celebrate this beautiful environment. That's what I don't get about some of these energy companies and the Department of Interior and every politician who has no clue about the consequences of their decisions.
And Leilani, the real sin is that, as you said at the beginning of your show, today we have the technology that does not involve blades. It exists. It's in Massachusetts. They are building them now.
Mm-hmm.
That's the answer. Those are the types of answers that'll eliminate bird kills.
Right. So,
hello, is anybody listening? You know?
Okay, so what you're saying is that it is possible. The technology is there, and I
yep.
talked about one company that's actually trying to do something called Flow Design Wind Turbines. There are other companies, and the what you're saying is the technology is there to get the wind energy, but without killing the animals. So why on earth are these wind turbines that have these huge propeller blades spinning freely in the air and killing migratory birds? Why are those still legal, and why are we paying our tax dollars to these companies? That should be illegal.
At least if you're going to take my tax dollars and spend it without my say-so, at least do it smartly.
Mm-hmm.
Build these things that don't have blades.
Right.
It's very straightforward.
Right. So, you know, I want everyone to really check out what their options are, because obviously I am all about going green. I am about green energy. I love solar and what they're doing with solar. We do have, you know, a lot of dishonesty that's going on. And like you said, there's a lot of clamoring by dishonest groups of people who, you know, put together a company and say that they're something or other, and they haven't been doing green energy at all. And they're taking
black
our
energy.
Tax dollars. Go ahead. Sorry.
It's black energy.
Mm-hmm.
They're killing.
Yeah. And I, you know, I'm beyond on this. So with the last 40 seconds of this particular segment, is there anything you want to leave my listeners with before we go to a break?
We can always take action. We can always control our own future, especially as American citizens. We have the right to vote. We have the right to speak out. And we have the ability to communicate with people like ourselves, such as we're doing with your show, to express our concerns. And we can do that through the Audubon Society, through our local communities, through our local power generation company, and through our local representatives in the state and national legislatures. Do so.
Okay. All right. We've got to go to break. We're talking about wind energy today. This is Conscious Lifestyles.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I owed the IRS $10,000.
The IRS garnished my wages.
They put a lien on my house.
The IRS is the most powerful collection agency in the world. They do not give up until you pay.
I couldn't sleep. We were being audited. I called Tax Solutions Now, and a great big weight was lifted off my shoulders.
I called Tax Solutions Now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Tax Solutions Now had my wage garnishment lifted in 48 hours.
Tax Solutions Now can get you help. Our agents know the rules, can stop the pain, and get you the best deal. We connect you with a team of former IRS agents and tax professionals who will get the IRS off your back.
We saved our home and overcame the most powerful collection agency in the world.
Call Tax Solutions Now. Time is running out.
Call 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166. 800-979-0166.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Hey there, welcome back to Conscious Lifestyles. Today I'm talking with wind energy expert John Graves. And John, is there a website people can check you out?
My website is called FrackUSA.com. It's on another subject, but I write there regularly, and I try to encourage people to be aware of all sources of energy use and be aware of so they can make informed decisions. And I also try to encourage an open dialogue, such as we're having today, on sources.
Well, thank you. I wanted to also tell people that the numbers, as we discussed earlier, of birds that are killed by wind turbines are deliberately, you're lied to about the numbers, but they're claiming 573,000 birds were killed as a result of turbines in 2012. However, that is a very low number, and it's most likely in the millions because the Department of Energy, or the DOI, I'm sorry, the Department of Interior, does not want those numbers out because there will be a backlash against these rogue, I call them rogue companies, because they're not putting up wind energy farms with any semblance of understanding the consequences to our wildlife, and that is the opposite of going green. So, you know, that's my thing, is I'm very concerned about that. There are other companies now that are utilizing different sources of energy that I'm really excited about, and I've always been excited about solar. There's a company in Oakland called Bright Source Energy, and they're a startup company. They were started in 2004, and they've raised over $160 million in funding privately, and they already have 13 orders for solar thermal power plants to be built between now and 2017. You know, that's the interesting thing, is that you can actually start to utilize solar now. The technology is there to use solar to power plants. So that's interesting. So you don't have to use coal as much, or hopefully not at all, going forward.
In fact, there's one of those, actually there's three of those towers on the road, the freeway between Las Vegas and Los Angeles, and you can see them off on the left in the desert as you drive towards Las Vegas.
Yep.
And you're right. They heat up, the solar cells are aimed towards a gigantic tower. It looks like a tower from Vegas. inside the tower is not rooms, but it's a huge column of salt. They heat that salt, and the heat in the salt is then used to both store energy and to distribute electricity. It's a new technology, and it really works quite well.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're saying that on Watt Now, WATTnow.org, they're saying that there's another very significant solar player for generating electricity, and it's called Solar Thermal Electricity, STE, and it's based on concentrated solar power technology and often simply referred to as CSP for concentrated solar.
CSP, right.
Yeah, concentrated solar power technology. And that's what we're talking about is the CSP systems that can actually provide the power that our power plants need to give power to, you know, to residences and to businesses in small towns.
And drive your radio station and for our cell phones to work. Yeah,
exactly.
The challenge with power generation is it's either use it or lose it. It's almost impossible to store electricity, however it's generated, wind, solar, geothermal, hydroelectric, coal, nuclear, natural gas. You make it and you have to use it. This new technology is one of the many serious approaches to try to figure out how to best store in significant volumes, store the energy for future use.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, the biggest problem with solar and with wind is wind only blows occasionally and the sun only shines when there's no clouds and it's up above us.
Right.
Intermittent at best.
Well, as you know, I've talked about on my show the spraying that's going on with the chemtrails, and that's also preventing the sun from reaching solar and letting solar become as powerful as it could be. But they are saying that the CSP generated power can be stored as heat. So it's very interesting.
Exactly.
There is new technology that's out there. But, you know, today we were talking about the problems with wind energy, and this blew me away because when you opened my eyes to all the killing that's being done with our beautiful migratory birds, and it's not just with our eagles. It's many, many birds. It's every the condors.
Geese, cranes, owls, ospreys, hawks. Condors, bustards, buzzards, vultures.
Yeah, and like I said earlier, the songbirds and
the
any other bird,
bats.
Anything that flies through the air, you know, and that's what bothers me tremendously. And I wanted to raise this awareness to my listeners across the country and around the world, because we cannot just go barreling into green energy without understanding how to make it safe for the very environment that you're trying to protect, right?
That's correct.
So
now we've learned from the past how not to do things. Let's be wise. Let's stand on our own shoulders and reach for the possibilities ahead of us. But let's do it with wisdom and with care mm-hmm. for ourselves, for our community, and for the planet.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, I mean, where do we go from here? You know, we have a couple minutes left to the show, but I want to get people to take action. What can they do now that they know about our birds, our migratory birds of all kinds are being killed by these huge wind turbines that are not protected with a grill or anything? You know, they could have a plastic grill over that. That's a lightweight plastic. You know, there's all kinds of lightweight metals that could be put over those. And as you said earlier in the show, there are higher technology turbines that don't even require those propellers. So what can people do in the last minute of the show?
First of all, do what you've done, and that is go and look at these videos. They're horrific, but see it, what happens in action. Number two, go to websites such as Audubon, National Audubon Society, or your local birding society, and learn from them and their point of view. Number three, contact your local energy provider, but more importantly, your local politician, whether it's the mayor or city councilman or state representative or congressman or woman, and send them an email, send them a letter saying, this has to stop. This is ridiculous.
Yeah. Number, what about the Department of Interior? Go ahead.
Department of Interior, yes. Although they are less responsive because they're not elected officials.
Mm.
They're public political officials. If you speak to your representative, they will respond to you.
Okay.
And finally, if you're really courageous and don't mind the horrors, go and do bird kill counts in the wind farms, if there are wind farms in your community. Put that in the newspaper. I mean, I started this a year and a half ago by writing a letter to the editor saying, hey, this is disgusting.
Mm-hmm.
from that up now, kind of become a reasonable expert. So take action. Do something. Work from your conscious.
Yes. Be very much take a conscious direction in your life and understand what going green really means. Don't be blinded by all of the hype and public relations that many of these energy companies are utilizing, especially Duke Power. Shame on them. Thank you, John Graves, for joining us on Conscious Lifestyles. God bless you, everybody. Take action.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
biztalkradio.com.